Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to.
Thing. May I just try it?
Certainly, madam.
Oh, sorry. So sorry. Yes, that's fine.
Is that on account, madam?
Yes.
Hello? I'm terribly sorry. I thought you were someone else.
Oh, I see, yes.
I'm sorry, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you can, actually. I was interested in the possibility of... Can I ask you who you thought I was?
What?
Who did you think I was just then when you thought I was somebody?
Oh, it's no one you'd know, sir.
Well, I might know them.
Well, it's possible, obviously, but I think it's really unlikely.
Well, I know quite a lot...
I mean, he's hardly likely to move in your circle, sir.
Why, is he very rich?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that, sir.
Is he a lord or something?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, look, this is very easy to settle. What is his name?
What?
What is his name?
Well,
Yes?
Michael Ellis.
Who?
Michael Ellis.
I see.
Do you know him, sir?
Michael Ellis. Michael...
You don't?
Well, I don't remember the name.
I think you would remember him, sir.
Why do you say that?
Well, would you remember a man 6'9" high... 40-ish, and he's got a scar from here to here and absolutely no nose.
Oh, I think I do remember somebody like that.
Oh, well, that's not Michael Ellis.
Right.
He's a small man about this high with a high-pitched voice.
Right, I'm not going to buy an ant from you now.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, no, you've not been properly trained. I demand another assistant.
Oh, no, come on,
no,
please.
I want another assistant.
All right, I'll get another assistant.
Thank you.
Hello, sir, can I help you, sir?
No, I want a different assistant.
I am, sir. Mr. Abenaza, sir.
Don't be silly.
Oh, no, please, please, please let me help you.
No, I want another assistant.
Oh, no, come on, please.
If you don't give me another assistant...
No, I'll be very good, sir, really. Good morning, sir. How are you, sir? Bit parky outside. Isn't a very nice suit you've got there, sir. You had a very close...
Right, I'm going.
No, please,
another assistant.
All right.
It's not him.
Oh, I don't want him.
Oh, please give him a chance.
No.
Yes, sir. Can I be of any assistance?
Oh, come on, don't try that.
I'm sorry, sir. Try what?
You know perfectly well what I mean.
I'm very done, sir.
You were down there behind there with a silly mask on going...
I don't think I was,
sir. All right, get the manager.
There seems to have been some sort of misunderstanding, sir.
Manager!
This is the manager, sir.
What?
Yes, I'm the manager.
Manager!
Let me install this. Can't recommend it too highly. Well-lit rat tree. It's a joy to manage.
Manager!
Oh, yes. Fletcher's attic in London, second floor, third floor, Ribena, ants here.
Manager!
Yes, sir. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I want to complain about the assistants on this counter.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Which ones?
Well, they're hiding now. They're hiding down there behind the counter.
I see, sir. Well, there's nobody down here, sir.
Well, they must have crawled through here, you know, and crawled along and made their escape through soft toys.
Yes, of course.
They were wearing silly masks and going, and making silly noises, and one of them pretended to be the manager.
Sir?
Yeah, and he spoke right as he went,
oh, yes, I'm the manager. Smashing store to manage this. Freshest haddock in London.
I think I've got it, sir. I think I've got it. It's Rag Week.
Rag Week?
Yes, you know, for charities, sir.
Oh, I see, some local college or university.
No, it's the Stores Rag Week, sir.
Stores Rag Week?
Yes, the senior staff don't join in much. It's for the trainees, really.
Not very good for business, is it?
Oh, it's for charity, sir. People are awfully good about it, you know.
I see, yeah.
Right, sir, well, I'll get you a senior assistant. Ants, was it?
Yes, please, yes.
Mr. Snedderton! Could you look after this?
I don't want him!
Oh, please, give me a chance!
No!
All right. Mr. Harper!
Yes, good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Ah, yes, please. I'm interested in buying an ant.
Ah, yes, and what price do we think you're paying, sir?
Oh, well, I hadn't actually got as far as that.
Well, sir, they start about 0.5p, but they can go as high as 3p or even 3.5p for a champion. Inflation, I'm afraid.
Well, I should think one about 1.5p, please.
Oh, yes, well, you should get a very serviceable little animal for that, sir. Quite frankly, the 0.5p ones are a bit on the mangy side. Anyway, what length was sir thinking of?
Oh, medium?
Medium. Yes, here we are. Now, that one there is an Ayrshire, and that one there is a King George bitch, I think. And that one killing the little flitbat is an Afghan.
That's a nice one.
Oh, well, let's see how you get on with him, eh? Ah, yes, he likes you. He's taken to you.
What do you feed them on?
Blancmange.
Blancmange?
Sorry, I don't know why I said that. No, you don't feed them at all.
What do they live on?
They don't. They die.
They die?
Well, of course they do if you don't feed them.
I don't understand.
Well, you let them die. Then you buy another one. It's much cheaper than feeding them, and that way you have a constant variety of little companions.
Oh, I see.
That's the advantage of owning an ant.
Right, well, I'll take this one. Oh, dear, I've dropped it.
Never mind, here's another one.
Oh, thank you. Is there anything else I'll need?
Yes, sir. You'll need an ant house. This is the model we recommend, sir.
When you get out of there?
Yes.
What's the point of having the cage?
Well, none at all, really. And then there's some little pieces of cage furniture which will keep him entertained. There's an ant wheel. And there's a little ant swing. And here, sir, there's a very nice one here. There's a little ladder. You can run up there and ring the bell. That's a trick you can learn.
Are they live long enough?
Not really, no, but it's best to have one just in case. Uh-huh. And here's a two-way radio you can play with. And then, of course, you'll need the book.
The book?
Yes, the book on ants.
I see.
So, sir, that is, if I may say so, £184, 1.5p, sir.
Oh, well, will you take a check?
Yes, sir, if you don't mind leaving a blood sample and a piece of skin off the back of the scalp just here, sir. Sorry, just for identification, you know. Can't be too careful.
Oh, I think I'll put it on account.
I should, sir. Much less painful. There we are. Anyway, sir, they always say about an ant, sir, a friend for life, eh? Well, friend for its life, anyway. Now then, here we are. His name's Marcus. Right. If the little chap should go to an early grave, sir, give us a ring and we'll stick a few in an envelope, all right?
Thanks very much indeed.
Not at all. Thank you, Mr. Ellis.
What did you say?
I said thank you, Mr.
Not
Ellis.
Not him.
Oh. Why did you say I was Mr. Ellis?
No, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did. I heard him say thank you, Mr. Ellis.
No, he said, I'm jealous.
What?
I'm jealous of your aunt. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I don't care who Michael Ellis is.
Pieces of all this stamp edge with the iron boot of Funniston
Anglehaven. Excuse me, I was in the end counter.
Pieces of all this stamp edge with the iron boot of Funniston Anglehaven.
Would it not the Lord himself have said, stamp out the paper sway?
Will Mr. Michael Ellis please go straight to the manager's office? I'll repeat that. Will Mr. Nigel Bellish please go straight to the manager's office?
What you got now?
I bought an ant, Mother.
Oh, devil. What do you want one of them for? I'm not going to clean it out. You said you'd clean the tiger out, but do you? No, I suppose you lost interest in it now. Now it'll be ant, ant, ant for a couple of days. Then all of a sudden, oh, Mum, I've bought a sloth or some other odd-toed angulate like a tapir.
No, it's really different this time, Mum. I'm really going to look after this ant.
Well, that's what you said about the sperm whale. Mum was having to use it as a gouge.
Well, you didn't feed it properly.
Where are we going to get 44 tons of plankton from every morning? Your papa was dead vexed about that. He thought he was mad in the deli.
Well, at least he's got a free garage.
Right, no good to him. His Hillman smells all fishy. Oh, blimey, there's a tiger. He'll be wanted mandies.
Are you giving that tiger drugs?
Of course I'm giving it drugs.
It's illegal.
You try telling that to the tiger.
Well, I think it's dangerous.
Listen, before he started fixing, he used to get through 4 Jehovah's Witnesses a day. And he used to eat all of them, except for the pamphlets.
Well, he's not dim.
All right!
Well, I think I'll go and watch one of the televisions. Come on, Marcus.
Oh, by the way, Michael's been on the phone all day for you.
Michael?
Hello, Michael. Michael Ellis. Yeah, he's been on the phone all day. He came around twice.
What's he look like?
Oh, I didn't see him. The orange rupty gooty answered the door. Only useful animal you ever bought, that.
Where is he now?
He's upstairs forging prescriptions for the sodding tiger.
No. Where's Michael Ellis now?
Oh, I don't know. He said it wasn't important anyway. All right, here I come.
The University of the Air. And first this afternoon, part 17 of our series on animal communications. This afternoon, we look at recent discoveries in the field of intraspecific signaling codes in the family Formisoidae.
Oh, that's a stroke of luck, Marcus. That
bloody thing, it's upsetting the tiger. Oh, Christ.
End of the announcement. And now back to University of the Air and our series for advanced medical students, Elements of Surgical Homeopathic Practice, part 68, Ants.
Oh, we're in luck again, Marcus.
home acidophiles. Well, before all the blood and guts you're waiting to see, let's have a look at the anatomy of the little ant.
The body of the ant is divided into three sections. The head, the thorax, and the abdomen. They're enclosed in a hard, armor-like covering called the exoskeleton, which provides some protection from other nasty little insects. But unfortunately, not from the dissector's scalpel. See? Nothing to it. He's not such a toughie. And his legs, they help him carry hundreds of times his own weight. But look at this. They're not so strong compared to me. 4, 5, 6.
I didn't know ants had 6 legs, Marcus.
I assure you they do, Mr. Ellis.
Hey, you've got 2 legs missing. And that's a false feeler, Marcus. Blimey. Taking this ant back, Mother. It's got 2 legs missing.
Mrs. McWong's been on the phone. The polar bear's been in our garden again.
Well, look, I'll get it on the way back from the store.
Well, mind you do. His droppings are enormous. Oh, and by the way, while you're out, get us another couple of tellies, would you? Here's 180 quid.
Station rail, leather goods, nasal injuries, cricket bats, film stars, dolphinariums. Third floor, cosmetics, books, Irish massage, tribal headgear, ants, but not complaints about ants.
Oh, where do I go to complain?
Straight on, then left, then right past the thing, then up the little stairs, then right past the bit where it's gone all soft, then down the wobbly bit, left past the nail, past the brown stain on the wall to your right, and at the door-marked exit, straight ahead of you on the left.
Thank you.
Fourth floor, kidney's vasectomies.
I don't want you.
Oh, something wrong with your little ant friend?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, what you got? Something missing in the leg, department?
No.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I help you, sir?
No.
Oh, it's all right. I thought the sack race later on.
No. I want to speak to the general manager. I want to complain.
Oh, well, you want the toupee hall in that case, sir?
The what?
The toupee hall, Mr. Ellis.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the toupee hall, please?
Sorry?
The toupee hall.
The what?
The toupee hall.
Oh, the toupee hall. Gladys?
Yes?
Where are toupees now?
Toupees?
Mm, this gentleman wants one.
A toupee?
Mm.
Well, no, actually.
Oh, I think they're in surgical appliances now. Oh, that's right. Yes, you go left at artificial limbs and hearing aids, right at dentures, and it's on your left just by glass eyes. It doesn't say toothpaste to avoid embarrassing people, but you can smell them.
Thank you.
How's that now?
So, you may take note of us.
You can see the join.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's so nice to see such a large turnout this afternoon. And I'd like to start off by welcoming our guest speakers for this afternoon, Mr. Wordsworth. Mr. John Coutts and Percy Bysshe.
Shelley.
Oh, just a little one, medium dry. And Alfred Lord.
Tennis ball. Son.
Alfred Lord, who is evidently Lord Tennis Ball's son. And to start off, I'm going to ask Mr. Wadsworth to recite his latest offering, a little pram entitled I Wandered Lonely as a Crab. And it's all about ants.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden worker ants.
Thank you, Mr. Bradlaugh. Now, Mr. Bysshe,
Shelley?
Oh. Is going to read one of his latest psalms entitled Ode to a Crab.
Well, it's not about crabs, actually. It's called Ozymandias. It's not an ode. I met a traveller in an antique land who said, six vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert, and on the pedestal these words appear, my name is Ozymandias, king of ants. Look on my feelers, termites, and despair. I am the biggest ant you'll ever see. The ants of old weren't half as bold and big and fierce as me.
Thank you, Mr. Amontillado. I'd like to ask one or two of you back not to soil the carpet. There is a restroom upstairs if you find the poems too exciting. Good afternoon. Next, Mr. Dennis Keat will recite his latest problem, Ode to a Glass of Sherry.
My heart aches, and a drowsy numbness pains my senses, as though an anteater I'd seen. A nasty, long-nosed brute with furry legs and sticky, darting tongue. I seem to feel its cruel jaws. Crunch, crunch, they go my leg. Snap, snap, my thorax too. My hands this way. They go my leg. Swallow, swallow. It's true, don't you see? It's true. It happens, it happens.
Please. Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize for that last. Well, I hesitate to call it a pram. But I had no idea. And talking of filth, I have asked you once about the carpet. Now, I do appreciate that last poem was very frightening. But please. Now, before we move on to tea and pramwiches, I would like to ask Arthur Lord Tennis Court to give us his latest little plum entitled The Charge of the Ant Brigade.
Half an inch. Half an inch.
My loyal subjects, we are here today on a matter of national import. My late husband and we are increasingly disturbed by recent developments in literary style which have taken place here in Germany, England. There seems to be an increasing tendency for the ant, to become the dominant, that's the Deutsche theme of modern poetry here in Germany. We are not
amusiert,
entertained. From now on, ants is verboten. Instead, it's skylarks, daffodils, nightingales, light brigades, and was ist das schreckliche Gebong? Es schmecke wie ein Scheißhaus. So weiter. Well, we must away now, or we shall be late for the races. God bless you, Alice.
Electric kettles over here, sir.
Don't worry, sir. You're amongst friends now, sir. Mr. Bradford, Mr. Crawley, these are our fitters, sir. We've had a lot of experience in this field, and we do pride ourselves. We offer the best and most discreet service available. I don't know whether you believe this, sir, but one of us is actually wearing a toupee at this moment.
Well, you all are, aren't you?
Have you got one?
I thought it was me.
I thought it was me.
So did I.
That is good.
Oh.
It is, yeah.
Actually, I only came in here to ask where the manager's office was.
Just a minute. Someone told you we all had toupees.
No.
Oh, yeah.
How did you know? Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
What do you mean obvious? His is undetectable.
Well, it's a different colour for a start.
Is it?
Of course it isn't.
It doesn't fit in with the rest of its hair. It sort of sticks up in the middle.
Well, it's better than yours.
Yes.
I'm not wearing one.
Why did you come in here, then?
They told me to find the manager's office here.
Oh, no, not again.
Bit lame, isn't it?
It's the truth.
Manager's office. No. I've been loving it. Where'd you get that, eh? Mac Fisheries?
Dreadful, isn't it?
Nylon?
It's not. It's real. Look.
Oh, anyone could do that. Come on. Take it off.
So if you want a proper one.
No, I don't need one.
There's no need to be ashamed.
Well, look, we've all owned up.
I'm not wearing one.
Look, don't you see? This is something you've got to come to terms with.
I am not wearing a toupee. They just told me to come in here to find the manager's office to complain about my aunt.
Complain about an aunt?
So this is for your own good.
All right, take a seat.
You see, it ought to have a safety catch. What if this fell into the wrong hand?
Yes, madam, I'll speak to the makers personally, all right?
Oh, would you?
Yes,
it would put my mind at ease.
Next.
He's still molesting her.
Yes, yes, I'll see you in a moment, sir.
I've got a complaint to make.
Ah, take a seat. I'm sorry it's on fire.
Oh, not at all. I got used to this out east.
Ah, where were you out east?
Oh, Norway, Sweden, places like that. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. My suit seems to keep catching fire.
Extinguisher?
Oh, no, thank you. I think we'd better let it run its course. Oh, I was just thinking, Norway is not very east, is it? No, I should have said when I was out north.
Yes, are there many fires in Norway?
Oh, good Lord, yes. The place is a constant blaze. Wooden buildings, do you know.
Yes.
No, I lost my wife in Norway.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Why, did you know her?
No, I don't.
No, she wasn't a favourite of mine. No, we were out strolling across a fjord one day when one of the local matadors came out of his treehouse and flung a load of old scimitars and guillotines out that he'd got cluttering up his wine cellar. And apparently a rather large proportion of them landed on my wife, causing her to snuff it without much more ado.
Yes, yes, well, look.
Here is an important announcement about Michael Ellis. It is now the end of Michael Ellis Week. From now on, it is Chris Quinn Week.
What a rotten ending.
Well, it is one of our cheapest, sir.
Well, what else have you got?
Well, there's the long, slow pull-out, sir. You know, the camera tracks back and back, and you mix it.
No, no, no. Have you got anything more exciting?
Well, how about a chase?
There is! Oh, no, 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 no.
Walking into the sunset?
What's that one?
You know, two lone figures silhouetted against the dying rays of the setting sun. The music swells and lumps in your throat.
Oh, no.
Oh, pity, I rather like that one.
No, no, they're all a bit off the point, you see.
Well, there is one that ties up the whole Michael Ellis thing, but,
But what?
Oh, no, nothing.
Look, who is this Michael Ellis?
How about a happy ending, sir?
Chris, thank God you're safe.
No, you wouldn't want that, would you?
Why wouldn't I want that?
What about summing up from the panel? That's cheap.
What?
You know, the big match experts.
I think it's quite a good show, isn't it? I think that the Michael Ellis character was a little overdone.
Well, I don't agree with that, Malcolm. Quite frankly, the only bit I liked was this bit with me in it now.
Huh? Slow fade?
No.
Well, how about a sudden ending?